Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning, and that means Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, it looks like New York State's College Affordability Plan that provides free tuition to public colleges and universities is expanding aid to students at private colleges in the state. Has a catch. Explain.
Yeah, today's story by our state editor, Casey Seiler, looks at a clause that was added at the last minute by members of the state Senate, and that says that if you receive one of these grants to cover your tuition, you have to stay within New York State and work in New York State for up to 5 years after you graduate, or it gets converted to a loan and you have to pay it back. And Governor Cuomo spoke with reporters yesterday. He said, why should New Yorkers pay for your college education and then you pick up and move to California? If you don't want to stay here, then go to California now and let them pay for your college education. But generally, the program's getting praise around the country because it does cover tuition for families who make up to $125,000 a year, and it also aids students who go to private colleges in New York State if they are New York State residents.
From there to what I can only imagine was a horrifying trip down the sewer.
Yeah, our reporter Emily Masters spoke Monday to some family members of Christian McCarthy. He's the Boston Spa teen who fell into an open sewer main and was whizzed along for about a half a mile on Saturday afternoon before he could grab the rung of a ladder and be rescued. He's a freshman at Boston Spa High School, and he was out with his friends on what's known as the Zim Smith Trail, and apparently the sewer didn't have a cover on it, and he was curious, and he fell in. He was whisked away. His friends called authorities on 911. According to his grandmother, he was whizzed down this pipe. It was all black, and then he noticed that there was light along the way, and he was able to grab these metal stairs and started calling for help. According to the sheriff's deputy who she talked to, it was a curdling scream that they heard. They took manhole cover off and were able to rescue him. He was taken to the hospital and had a lot of tests, and he was fine and released, but he took ill again on Sunday, so his family took him back, but he was home resting Monday, and his father said he appreciates all the good wishes everyone is giving him, and it looks like everything is fine, but a scary, scary, dirty experience.
Certainly. I thank goodness he's okay. I wonder if the water was salty down there.
No, but the salt is a problem in lakes all through the Catskills and Lake Champlain, according to a study by a Hudson Valley-based science group, and this is a problem. 4 Catskill reservoirs that they looked at, which serve New York City's water supply, have high levels of salt in them, and the reason, of course, is the tons of salt that we pour on our roads during the winter to, you know, mitigate the ice, but there's a lot of pressure to go to alternatives like they have in other states, and it could be a serious health problem, and it also causes a lot of problems for the wildlife in the lakes.
Mike Spain, he's the associate editor of the Times Union. You can find out more at timesunion.com. Mike, as always, we thank you.
Thank you, David.